Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
He kōna e purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Takita takadimi takita 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 takadimi takita 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 takadimi takadimi takita 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 takadimi takita takita takadimi takita takita
conical verbal percussion demonstrated here by dancer and choreographer Dr. Bhuvana Kannan.
Takita takadimi takita takadimi takita takita, you just keep changing the sequence, but then you can make a rhythm out of this. Takadimi takita takadimi takita takadimi takita takadimi takita takita takadimi takita takita takadimi takita takadimi. So this is all the verbal percussion is. And there is five thalam, which is like takita, three. And then you have four beats, which is takadimi. And then you have five beats, taka takita. And then you have seven beats, which is takadimi takita. And then you have nine beats, which is takadimi takita. So when you actually sing all them together, all these talams together, you'll hear something ridiculously complicated, amazingly sounding, verbal percussion. So
conical often accompanies the hand gestures, mudra, and movement of performers in the Bharatanatyam dance style. It's a cue to let the audience know just exactly how the character is feeling.
Let's say, for example, if I say takadimi takka takita takadimi takka takita, that say, for example, I'm just saying something slowly to someone. If I'm really angry, takadimi takka takita takadimi takka takita takadimi takita, it's mean like, you know, I'm kind of beating fast. I'm in a different mood. So using the kannakol, the verbal percussion, to actually explicitly explain the mood of the character.
And the mood Bhuvana is in is to shake things up. She's one half of Atom Dance Company with creative producer Padma Akula, and they're about to launch a new show unpacking an old story. Yanum, Fragments of Femininity, is a contemporary Bharatanatyam dance performance built on the ancient Tamil text Emperon Kapiyangal. Five solo dancers, five different female characters, one of whom, Kanagi, has intrigued Bhuvana since she saw a statue of her in her hometown of Chennai, India.
And once I asked my grandfather, what is this all about, who's Kanagi? And he just explained very vaguely, in a very rude manner, that she's a heroine of one of the epic characters, and I wanted to know more about the epic characters. But the way he explained the epic was it was a bit rude, but it gave me it was intriguing at that point of time. So the five characters are Kannagi, Madhavi, Manimegalai, Kundalakesi, and Valayapati. Kannagi is a very soft, pitiful character, and she becomes a heroic character end of the epic. Then you have Madhavi, very fierce, intellect. Mm-hmm. Manimegalai, very soft, spiritual-minded, balanced. And Kundalakesi, very witty, highly intellect. And also she kinds of happy-go-lucky child. Valayapati, no one knows who she is. Yes.
No one knows who she is?
Yeah, that's a surprise element of Yanum.
Right.
That's part of Yanum research and telling the world what Valayapati is. So the questions have changed. The question is still there, but the questions have changed.
For Bhuvana, those questions are about innovation, reinventing a dance form she knows inside out, from the movement to the music, asking new questions of old ideas about characters and women. Bharatanatyam is a 1,500-year-old, at least, classical dance form from southern India. A solo dancer supported by live musicians using formal postures, facial expressions, and as you heard, verbal percussion and hand gestures.
For example, catching something, mm-hmm, with Bharatanatyam gesture, you probably have to use only the gesture allowed in Bharatanatyam, and there are 28 hand gestures, like a single hand gestures, and either you can only use the 28 single hand gestures. So you go, this is for Patakas, is the first gesture, which is just showing your palm, and then you go like this, and there is, it's called Mustisha, so which means you're all fingers closed. So 1, 2, and when you're doing it, we have to do it in a particular body movements, like 1, 2. But then if you're actually, if I'm using the contemporary concept, then I can just do this 1, 2. And this is more easier for people to understand than doing 1, 2. Mm-hmm. This is graceful, and this is more of a common man language. So my idea is to introduce the common man language through Bharatanatyam, but then make it easier, like make it digestible with a bit of a contemporary text
for your audience to read.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm socio-politically inclined person. Mm. So all my choreographies influenced my social-political inclination. And the choreography will follow that. The choreography, the purpose of the choreography is to only articulate my concept into the dance. And for that, if I have to go into some of the mudras and some of like a contemporary steps, I will do that, because the purpose of it is to actually, take the concept to the audience through the dance. Mm. So I wouldn't say my dance is politically inclined, but my concepts are.
In other words, Bhuvana will do what the dance needs. Now, there are many different schools of Bharatanatyam under many different gurus, and innovation sits alongside the adherence to a classical form. But that doesn't mean there aren't guardians out there. Bhuvana says she could stage the show in India.
Yeah, but with some restrictions. You know, I definitely will be criticized more for bringing new movements into Bharatanatyam. Mm. Of course, there would be a group of people who would be encouraging it, and there are some group. There will be a group of people who are generally, like we call them as gurus. The senior most people, they probably will resist it or like criticize, and they say like you have to strict yourself to Natya Shastra, like, you know, that's the book, it's a Bible for performing arts, written in 200 BC. So like, you know, you have to strict yourself. As much as I've read these epics, I've also read Natya Shastra, and in fact I go every year once in a year to Unitech as a guest lecturer to teach the students on Natya Shastra and its relevance to performing arts. So I will make sure that, you know, I'm not crossing the boundary too much. And if I'm crossing the boundary, how this can be convinced through Natya Shastra, because it's very important. It's almost like a religion, like, you know, where they say like you have to be really orthodox to the religion. You can't like, you know, challenge the religion. In India, it probably wouldn't be that easier. Here it's easier.
Bhuvana has been challenged before by a senior student from the school they both trained at.
He came to the cultural as a judge, and I was dancing on the stage, a very very authentic folk.
Ooh.
And he enjoyed it, and he encouraged me. He liked me for the fact that I can actually pull off different styles. But then he teased me as well, like, I'm going to go and tell the guru that what you have done today. So the kind of traditional, like the restrictions is still there in place. And again, but I'm not into it. Like, you know, this is my chance, and I'm a teacher now, and I'm changing it.
Also changing things is the show's creative producer and costume designer, Padma Akula. When she started directing theatre shows nearly 20 years ago, she was basically forced to innovate.
It was really hard to find any makeup artists or costume designers who understood South Asian skin tone to be able to do costuming or makeup. One day I basically went, this, I'm going to do this myself. And that's how I got into costuming and makeup. To a point now I get hired by other productions, be it ATC Productions or other theatre companies. When they do very specific South Asian productions, they're like, Padma, we want you to do costume designing. But that was a byproduct, because I struggle to find someone to do for my own productions. And I'm able to bring that to the productions, besides being a creative producer, to bring my element of what I enjoy with costuming and makeup as well.
Padma and Bhuvana launched Atom Dance Company 9 years ago. First up, find dancers to join them. Dancers willing to step out of their schools, away from their teachers, and to perform.
So at that point, Bhuvana hadn't even opened her Natya dance academy or school yet. So we were purely Artham Dance Company. Our intentions were, look, there's so many good dancers here who've learned Bharatanatyam, who've done the Arangetram, or some dancers don't necessarily do Arangetram because of could be financial reasons, resources and availability. They're still amazing dancers in their own right. We would love to get these dancers on board. We started off with Short and Sweet Festival, then we did Tempo Dance Festival, then we were commissioned by Satellites for various productions around Tamaki. But getting the dancers to come and audition was the biggest hurdle that we've ever faced, purely because dance teachers didn't want their students to leave their dance school, their body, and go and perform somewhere else, which made no sense to me. For me, it was like, you've taught the student the skill, this talent. Now you want to confine them to where they can perform. Defeats the whole purpose of creating this dancer who you want to go into the world and thrive. So I remember, this was like quite a few years ago, and I was like, we need to change our wordings. Bhuvana, we won't call it audition, we'll call it workshop. And then we would sit down and be like, what do you think about that dancer? What do you think about that dancer? And shoulder tap these dancers and have a conversation with them saying, hey, we have a production coming up. Would you be interested to be part of this production? So we had to find these loopholes. And that comes from the tradition of, I come from this dance school. I need to be loyal to this guru. Hence, if I go dance anywhere else, I'm being not loyal to my guru. Having to break that stigma was the first journey. Bhuvana or myself, when we make decisions on behalf of Artham Dance Company and be it choreography, we also need to understand that we have dancers, that we need to honor what they want to perform on stage. How do they want their body presented on stage? How do they want their body dressed on stage? And looking after our dancers' well-being was so important. So in every step, we need to look after their mental health, where they want to present themselves as the dancers, because some of them are still young and still figuring out what is their form and what is how do they want to present themselves to the world as dancers. And sometimes you can't rush that process.
Publicity for Yanam, Fragments of Femininity, promises a radical, innovative, groundbreaking, revolutionary dance show. And Bhuvana also promises that when her dancers and students rebel against her teaching, she'll be just fine with them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I would probably, like, send them away. So, like, you know, kick them out. Like, you know, go, travel the world. You know, that's what I do for my dance school. Like, you know, all my students will be kicked out of this dance school at one point. Like, go.
Bhuvana Kannan and Padma Akula, practicing what they preach there with Artham Dance Company. This is Here Now. I'm Justin Gregory. The engineer for the story was Daniel Hurley. And you can follow Here Now on Spotify and on all your favourite podcast platforms.